This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. What do we do here? We change politics. That's what we've been doing for 9 years. Changing politics. Changing the way people view the world. And you know what's sad is what we change people to is themselves. We make you trust yourself. We make you trust your instincts. We make you trust your training. These are the things that your parents have taught you. These are things that your observation has taught you. These are things that are natural to you, your God-given perception. And we've abandoned that. Just as in as much as we've abandoned God, taking him off of the buildings and all these other things, we've abandoned God and ourselves, and we no longer trust ourselves. We no longer trust what we observe. As a student of martial arts, I will tell you that the way that these arts formed in many cases was in watching the human body. It's certainly the Chinese arts, Kung Fu, mimicked animals and things of nature. And once you learn these things and you see how animals behave, and these are repetitive things, you learn that this is the way life works. The seasons, that's how they work. Winter, spring, summer, fall. And so you learn to trust that. And along the way, somebody comes along and goes, "Oh man, there's no God. Oh man, what are you talking about? There's no. What are you talking about? You're gonna, it's gonna be hot during the summer. It's gonna be cold during the winter. There's this thing called global climate change, and man is doing that, man, because man is all powerful. Man can do all these different things." And you're like, "Oh, really? Global climate change? The polar ice caps are melting, and animal species are dying, and what?" And you get wrapped up in it, man, and they tell you how many species are dying by the minute and all the different things that are occurring. The ocean levels are rising, and that's going to do this. Or the ocean levels are falling, and that's going to do this. And it's global climate. It's going to be a freeze out, or it's going to be a burnout, or it's going to be whatever. And the fact of the matter is the earth is going to do what it does because it has been ordained by God. It is going to happen because the earth has been doing it since its inception. However it was formed, when you think about a multi-quadrillion, gazillion, babillion pound object that we all know floats in space. Nothing that you can put in your hand and drop onto this big magnet is going to float in space. Yeah, Earth is a big magnet, but you know what it's a big magnet to? Here's this going to blow your mind. Everything. Whatever goes up comes down. I don't care whether it's plastic or paper. It's going to come down. Yeah, even helium balloons eventually. They all come back to this big magnet. And they come down, give or take in some areas of the Earth, at 9.8 meters per second squared. That's the deal. That's an observation you can make practically anywhere standing on this big orb that, by the way, floats in space. But Democrats, leftists, progressives, atheists, whatever they call themselves, they will tell you, don't observe, don't worry about what you observe in this crazy universe and believe in something bigger than yourself. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust in this system of belief that goes back thousands of years that there's something driving all of this. No, because that would be silly. So what do we do here? The Black Sphere. KevinJacksonRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We let you learn again. We teach you how to learn again. I hope we open your mind up and make you understand that you, as insignificant as you are in the scheme of things, are significant in what you're doing. I don't know what the plan is for you in the cosmos. That's not for me to determine. That's for you to determine. But you have a purpose, because the higher power that made all of us put us here for something. And it's for you to figure out. And that's the beauty of it. It's yours. It's a blank canvas that you get to paint on. And as you expand your mind, what a beautiful canvas you paint for yourselves. Whether that canvas is filled with children, or it's filled with, you know, friends, it's filled with family, it's filled with whatever that makes you uniquely you. It's important. As infinitesimally small as you are in the scheme of things, it's important. I don't know to whom, I don't know for what reason, but you're important. And you are in the game. You're in the mix right now. And, you know, I know, look, we all have better things to do, but we get up in the morning these days and we look for that importance. And but there are people out there telling you they want you to believe you're important. They say, no, we want to embrace you. We're tolerant of your ideas, your multiculturalism, your whatever values you bring. Oh, by the way, as long as they mimic ours, as long as they fall in line with what we want. Don't try to be an individual. Don't talk to me about your individual rights. The Constitution calls out nobody. You know that? The Constitution doesn't talk about white people. It doesn't talk about black people. Doesn't talk about women or men. It just talks about mankind, which, you know, feminists want to make into something different. It talks about people. It's a conceptual document. And the left want to make it about, you know, oh, no, it was written for Latinos, or it was written for blacks, or it was written for women, or it was written, you know, it's anti-man, and it doesn't bring in God. And where it doesn't suit their needs, and they tell you, oh, it brings in God, but it's separation of church and state and all these other things. Go back, just go look at it yourself. Constitution talks about God. I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm just telling you that the only way we're important is as a collective of individuals who come to a mindset that's driven by a lot of logic that's led over many, many years. And that is irrefutable. You know why conservatism works? It stands the test of time. I mean, give me your leftist idea, and I'll tell you, it won't be around in the next 50 years. Whatever it is, it won't be around. It'll be gone. You know, all these crazy concepts. They're gone because that's not the way you think. It's not the way you're programmed. It's not the way God made you. Doesn't mean we're not a global society, but you have things that you care about, and it tends to be in your own neighborhood, in the things that you do day to day. And that's what leaches out. That's what creates the fabric of the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Since President Trump was inaugurated, and they voted against the tax cuts, which has benefited millions and millions of Americans. They vote against regulatory reform, which is growing the economy. Everything Trump does, they obstruct. And so Democrats can't run on, on the Trump derangement syndrome. They have to actually stand for something. And if we look at the economy, it's booming. President Trump is helping women. It's helping African Americans. The unemployment rate is at an all-time low. Our economy can't get any better at this point. We have the largest workforce participation rate in decades. And so at the end of the day, Americans are going to care about the kitchen table issues, which is how much money they can put in their pocket. And the economy is booming. They don't care so much about social issues. And unfortunately, the liberals, all they care about these days is protecting criminal legal aliens.
Ouch. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Adriana Cohen. And she's talking about the Democrats. She went on to talk about the Democrats' chances in 2018. Now, you know my take. You've heard me talk about it. Their chances are slim and none. They're focused on, right now the Democrats are talking about raising taxes. They want to raise taxes. After the success of the Trump tax cuts, they now want to raise taxes. These are the people that can't convict Hillary Clinton, don't want Hillary Clinton convicted with everything we know about her, but then we find out that President Trump commutes the sentence of a sailor who did a fraction of what she did. Do you understand the magnitude of that? That simple act, and we're going to bounce around a little bit here because I want to make some bigger points. That simple act showed the ordinary person that President Trump sees the low-level sailor. You know what this guy did? He took a picture on a submarine. A picture. That, you know, like it surfaced and he went, hey, check it out. Took a picture. It violated whatever he did. It was in violation. It's like if you're in a war zone and you take a picture and send it back home, like you got a picture of you and the boys, it's in violation of this thing that Hillary Clinton should be in prison for. This guy does his time. I don't know if you heard his statement, but he comes out, he says, look, as innocent as what I did was, it violated the rules. I served my time in prison. And thankfully, President Trump let me out. But let me just explain to you the bigger picture on this. The bigger picture of this is Donald Trump is saying, though Hillary Clinton got off right now with what she did, which is far more egregious, this man served his time, and enough is enough. I'm commuting his sentence. And he did it. The guy cut off his ankle bracelet. On a video, I don't know if you saw this, but he cut his ankle bracelet off on a video and his family is celebrating it. You could tell his wife is fuming over this. Over the fact that he served prison time and Hillary Clinton didn't. And Trump let every one of the low-level people of America, the forgotten people, the forgotten man, everybody who voted for him know, I'm not forgetting you. See, he went and freed that guy. And he said he's already served his time, and this elitist that's being protected by this system that everybody's been getting ripped off by and whatever else, she's still free. But now so is he. I'm making you an elite as much as he could. The guy's already served a lot of his time. His life changed dramatically in that one photo. I don't know much about his situation, but, you know, I'm just saying, he didn't have the power of Barack Obama behind him. He didn't have the power of the FBI behind him. He didn't have the power of the FISA courts behind him and special prosecutors and all these other people. He just was an ordinary citizen who served his time.
His 12-month sentence. He has been recognized by his fellow service members for his dedication, skill, and patriotic spirit. While serving, he regularly mentored younger sailors and served as an instructor for new recruits. The sentencing judge found that Mr. Saucier's offense stands in contrast to his commendable military service. The president is appreciative of Mr. Saucier's service to the country.
What an act. What a great thing to do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you something else. Barack Obama didn't let this guy off. KJ Radio is what you're listening to. No, Barack Obama, what he did was he traded five bad guys, seriously bad guys, people who have killed dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of people, some of them American soldiers. He traded them for a traitor. That's where Barack Obama's heart was. He traded those folks for a traitor. Bo Bergdahl. Barack Obama emptied Gitmo and let bad guys go back into war zones to fight against us. And he did nothing to help this guy. What was his name? I never get his name, but supposedly did the secrets. He just said it. No, I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't paying that much attention to it. I'll tell you something else Barack Obama didn't do. Barack Obama didn't free Tamaresi, the Marine who accidentally went across the border in Mexico and stayed there for the better part of a year. Barack Obama didn't get back Otto Warmbier from North Korea. When he finally got back after President Trump was elected, he was essentially a dead man walking. He didn't free him. He hasn't freed the additional hostages that are left in Iran. He hasn't freed the people that are still left in North Korea, I believe. We still have three people over there. And I'll tell you something else. He couldn't have gotten back the two black thieves that went to China and stole. Those are the facts. Those kids would still be over there. The other hostages that are still around the world, with the most powerful military in the world, the most powerful economy in the world, there should not be a hostage anywhere in the world that is an American citizen. But you know what the left are focused on? They're focused on non-citizens. Oh, I told you, I'm going to preach to you today, and I'm going to convince you that you can trust your instincts, that you are at the right place, and you're listening to this show for the right reasons. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Look, there's a big cosmos out there that can drive you to do whatever you choose to do at any given moment. Why are you here? That's what I ask myself in many instances. You know, you got kids, you're at a baseball game, you know why you're there. You go, well, my son or my daughter's playing baseball, softball, soccer, whatever. That's why I'm there. I'm doing my parental duty. Nobody's telling you to do anything here. You don't have any kids involved here. There's nothing that compels you to listen to what I'm saying, but something's driving it. Yeah. I don't know. Is it church? Speaking of church, teapartycommunity.org. If you have any issues at all, contact me. But I need you to join that because Facebook's crushing us. In the 2018 and 2020 election cycle, social media networks are colluding. Right now, I'm telling you as a risk person, a person who understands this pretty well, they're colluding to silence your voice, to silence my voice, and it's working. We're drying up out there. Folks, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Nobody ever says he's an Asian golfer. Here's what I know coming from a mixed background myself. Barack Obama, half black, half white. You can be a black president. Tiger Woods, half black, half Asian. You can be a black golfer. Steve Byrne, gook. I have been called gook, chick, pants face, slow, short round, data. I killed your dad in Vietnam. I've heard all those things, okay? Is Byrne. I've never been called Irish in my life. I was in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day going on, "Hey, excuse me, I'm Irish." "No, you're not." "What the hell do I have to do?" When you're mixed, we gotta call you something. What do we call you? Here's what we call you. Whatever dilutes the water, whatever kind of messes up the whitey, that's what you are. It's as easy as that. I've been called all those things. I killed your dad in Vietnam. That's brutal. I'll never forget when I found out I was Asian. I was in fourth grade on a playground. Some kid comes up to me. "Hey, Steve, you're a chick." "All right, cool. Thanks, man." Most of those things that people call me don't even apply to me. There's all different kinds of Asians, you know? Some guy comes up to me, "Hey, you're a chick." "I'm actually half Korean, not Chinese, so I don't know what to tell you." "Pearl Harbor, I'm actually half Korean, so maybe vent out your anger at a sushi bar. Take care, brother." All different kinds of Asians, all different kinds of white people. I don't go to a white guy, say a bunch of white stuff. Like an Italian, Anthony Roselli, "You stupid Mick. I'm not Irish." "Whatever, Jew." "I'm not Jewish." "Don't make you horny, baby. What are you talking about, dude?"
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You know why I love ethnic humor? I love humor like what this guy just talked about. His name is Steve Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, which is an Irish name. And he's obviously half Korean and looks Korean. And he's expressing what happens to him and the nature of things. Now, it seems cruel at first, right? Because you got this kid who's obviously got a white dad who's Irish, a Korean mom, and, you know, he's growing up. His parents are like, "Who cares? We love each other." And kids notice the difference. And, like, he's giving you his life in his comedy. And it's, to me, it's hysterical. And now, you know what he's doing? He makes a living explaining the differences, making people laugh about some of the stupid things that people have said and done to him. And some of it was born of kids' curiosities. Some of it was born of racist teachings of children by their parents or by society in some way. Because honestly, most kids wouldn't care one way or the other.
But that's the way the world works. And there's no way to protect ourselves from it. I mean, that's just what it is. You know, my kids are half black. And then, of course, they're considered black just because, like you said, you mix up the water with a little bit of black and nobody, and as my wife friends would say, Kevin, once you go black, nobody wants you back. You know, it's a whole series of jokes around it, but it is true. Barack Obama's as much white as he is black, but nobody would dare say he's white, at least not right now. Maybe there'll be a society where that'll flip. When white folks are the ones being, you know, terrorized, which, by the way, you are right now, white folks, it won't be very long before, you know, they're like, no, he's a white guy. If you have white blood in you, you're a white. You're a, what do they call us, the human weed. You're a human weed. Anyway, I brought all this up to talk about Elizabeth Warren. A guy tweeted, Elizabeth Warren refuses to take a DNA test to prove her Native American heritage claim. Says, it's funny how Democrats protect their liars at all costs possible. But if a Republican cheated on a spelling test in the first grade, they would demand his resignation. And it's so true. It's the double standard of leftism. See, I'm going to tell you something. If any politician on the right had claimed Native American, which I'm a Native American too, but claimed Indian heritage, if anyone had done what Elizabeth Warren is doing, I would be against her. Let's say it was Carly Fiorina, and we learned that she faked being an Indian in order to get ahead at all the different things that she's done. I would absolutely torment her dreams. It wouldn't matter to me that it's Elizabeth Warren, or it's Carly Fiorina, or it's Marco Rubio, or anybody else. I would be mad, and my suspicion is so would you, particularly if you knew that that person used it to benefit. They used it as a cry. Oh, yeah, I'm the only Native American at Harvard. She knows her life would have been different. But and it's funny because these people now are demanding that she prove her ancestry, and I love it. Yeah, let's play that clip.
The Berkshire Eagle, this is a liberal newspaper, and it is urging the Massachusetts Democrat Liz Warren to take the spit test. They want to know her DNA to prove what the president consistently went after her for. And this one's from June 2016 on the campaign trail, Pocahontas. Let's listen.
I call this really bad senator. She's done nothing. She's done nothing. She said she's Native American. And I said, Pocahontas. It's Pocahontas.
And Carl, I should mention that this is a Massachusetts newspaper that endorsed her in 2012.
Yeah. Look, this is a continuing problem for her because she claims that she has Cherokee, I believe it's Cherokee, yep, Indian heritage. And she claimed it when she was applying for jobs in which being a woman and a woman of diversity would give her points, academic jobs. But, you know, there's no evidence of it. Now, maybe she'll take the test and it'll turn out she's 137th something or other. But, you know, she used it when it was to her advantage and is shied away from it once she got called on it. So, and Berkshire Eagle is a respected paper. It's an incubator of a lot of journalistic talent, and this is a pretty tough editor.
They are urging her, Chris. Would her actually doing the test, would it resolve the heritage dispute with Liz Warren?
No, not only would it not resolve the test, and it ends up making it worse. Elizabeth Warren has a serious 2020 problem, and this is part of it, which is people perceive her, Republicans certainly perceive her as this ultra-liberal, super-lib, all of this stuff. So number one, she has a problem with social justice Democrats and identity politics Democrats who deeply resent a white woman of privilege taking advantage of carve-outs that are set aside for Native Americans. So that is the identity problem. Politics are hard. But then there's the other thing. The Democratic base is more liberal than Elizabeth Warren, and I think that she'll find herself, if she does run, as many people expect her to do, she will find herself outflanked, much like Ted Cruz found himself outflanked on the Republican side. She'll get outflanked by people like Tom Steyer, Bernie Sanders, people who are really all the way live, progressive Democrats, not her own version.
So why is this relevant? Let me explain. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump called Elizabeth Warren out. He exposed her for what she is. He exposed the fraud. And in case you haven't noticed, Elizabeth Warren came back out and she's been going around to all these Indian groups in order to clean up her act, to say,
so I've never been part of the tribal council and I've never done this with the tribe, but I'm still Indian. And
she's pretending that she's okay. So this paper says, look, end all of this, Elizabeth. They don't even mean any malice. They're saying, put it to bed. Take the test. That'll do it. The only way Elizabeth Warren will take that test is if she can fake that test. That's the only way. If they give that test and they can manipulate it and say she's Cherokee, she'd take it. She'd take it in a New York minute. Most people say she probably already has. But here's the deal. She's not Cherokee. She's not Native American in any way. She's a proud Oklahoman.
At the event that the president just did with the Navajo code talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
heroes? I think what most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
But you know, this whole beef between Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren is a tricky one to process. Is Elizabeth Warren Native American? And you see, that's the question. Because for a long time, she said she was. The problem is, in 2012, the New England Historical Genealogical Society looked into it, and they found no proof of Warren having Native American lineage, which is problematic. He's hitting Elizabeth Warren for saying she was Native American when she wasn't. Something she's never apologized for or owned up to. And look, I mean, it's not like she's committed a crime, right? I mean, lots of white families from Oklahoma think they have some Native American blood. Right? It's one of those things people both genuinely believe and also don't question enough. Because let's face it, being part Native American is cool, right? It's just part Native American. Like, enough that you're interesting at a party, but not so much that they build a pipeline through your house. You know what I mean? Just enough. But still, like, Elizabeth Warren did something problematic, right? The kind of thing that we rightfully call each other out for every single day. So as weird as it is to say, in his own racially offensive way, Donald Trump was being woke. Yeah. And that's unfortunately the truth.
And no matter how clever Trevor Noah tries to dismiss Donald Trump, and by the way, we cut that clip quite a bit just to get to cut to the chase, Donald Trump proves that he can get to the crux of an issue better than anybody.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I asked the question earlier, why are we here? Why are you here listening to me? You've got better things to do. We all do. But we find ourselves doing things, and we say to ourselves, why are we doing it? Is this exactly what you want to be doing? Pick something in your brain. Check out your bucket list and tell me, is this what you want to be doing? I'm not trying to downplay the show. I think we make it pretty funny, you know, fun, and hopefully you enjoy being here. You obviously do if you're here. But why are we here? And let me tell you why. The craziness of the world. Oakland Coffee Shop won't serve police. They won't serve the cops. The very people who they're going to call to protect themselves, to protect them, they won't serve. I just want to play the clip of that. Then we're going to get into a few other things, and I want to talk about the Democrat wave that they said was coming. So here's the story about the Oakland coffee shop that won't serve the police.
How dare this? Asa Muerte Coffee in Oakland, not far from the mayor's office, will not serve coffee to police in uniform. On their website, they say, we have a policy of asking police to leave for the physical and emotional safety of our customers and ourselves. And in fact, a cop went in uniform in the last month or so. They asked him to leave. He didn't get any coffee. The cops are trying to have a dialogue with the coffee shop.
That's actually footage of the actual coffee shop. I just want to show you just how classy our police officers are. Here's his, the response of a police officer who went in, was refused service, and just quietly walked out. And he said, I look forward to talking with the shop owners to build a better relationship with them and the rest of the community. Class act, but I'm incensed about this because, you know, we're forcing bakers to, you know, bake cakes, but, you know,
when
you can do
this. Shop,
you
somebody comes into this coffee shop to rob them, who are they going to call?
That's exactly.
Just
some
saying.
Private security.
Who are they going to call?
Right. Your physical and emotional safety is taken care of by the very people you will not serve.
So that's just one of the crazy things that we're dealing with. You know, we've got people that put on a uniform, run into harm's way. Oh, one of the crazy things I heard recently was that there was no police or law enforcement officer who would have run into the school where in Parkland, Florida, in order to protect those kids. Not a police officer or law enforcement officer. And I'm thinking to myself, whoever said that doesn't know the police and law enforcement people that I know. But I want to move on because I want to get to this Democrat wave. So Joy Behar apologized, pardon me, for mocking Christians, but she did it privately. Oh, she very publicly said, if you talk to Jesus, if Jesus is talking back to you, I mean, you're crazy, aren't you? You're crazy. So that's what she says. And nobody's really holding her responsible for saying something so stupid. In fact, I remember when I heard the clip and then I looked at it, the black chick on there, not Whoopi Goldberg, the cute black chick, by the way, it doesn't matter, she's a leftist. She said, she was like, let me tell you something. There were black people all over this country going, God talks to me. And I can tell you point blank in my life, God talks to me. So, and I'm not insane. I'm far from it, in fact. So there were people who were outraged. Nobody said anything. I want to give you a number to call if you want to complain about this to Oreo, who's one of the advertisers on The View. The phone number is 855-880-7107. But I only bring this up in order to explain how detached these people are. So we've got an Oakland coffee shop run by leftists who say, I don't want to serve police. And the owner says, well, even though I'm getting a lot of hate mail, it's not coming from my community. So this owner of the coffee shop believes that he or she has done the right thing in not serving police. Fine. Joy Behar offends Christians around the world. Well, by the way, we still are the largest group, religious group on the planet. I know it's hard to believe because, you know, Islam has just gone so, made such a inroads. But Joy Behar offends millions, you know, billions of Christians with her statement, with nothing. And Disney, who owns the show, comes out and says, well, she apologized. She called Vice President Pence and apologized. Do you buy it? I don't buy it. I don't think for one second Joy Behar gives a crap. But here's where I want all this to go. The so-called Democrat wave that they said was going to happen. You can't call what the Democrats did in Texas a ripple, much less a wave. And they remind me, the Democrats, that is, remind me of the fat boy who wants to be a Chippendale dancer, but he won't stop eating cake, you know. He's like, I'll get there, but, you know, they're going to have to accept me as I am. She's, you know, gyrating around. So here's the math. O'Rourke, the Democrat Senate candidate, got 641,000 plus votes in the primary. Ted Cruz got 1.3 million votes in the primary. Ted Cruz more than doubled his opponent, but they call it a wave. But I want to read this part. This is in Washington Times. It said, leading up to Tuesday Texas primary, there were hundreds of blaring headlines about Texas turning blue, the every other year political head scratcher about a Democrat resurgence in a Lone Star State that the gullible national reporters swallow and regurgitate. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We can write about this today, but Texas is slowly getting purple. It is intense, and it is it's intentional. The left are targeting the state of Texas with illegals, and they're trying to do the same platform that they did in Colorado. And there are many people who wouldn't have believed that Coloradans would have, turned their state purple and ultimately blue either. But it is. And now it's the pot-smoking capital probably of the world next to Amsterdam. But this article goes on to say this. We all remember how Wendy Davis would retake the governor's office in 2014, building off the battleground Texas effort. After raising a Democratic record sum of $35 million, she lost by a larger margin than the Democrat nominee had 4 years before. Yeah, but let's look at that in proper context. So now, I'm not trying to dissuade you from believing that in 2018 we're going to clean the Democrats' clocks, but I also want to put it in perspective why these things occurred. Wendy Davis became abortion Barbie, and as they dug into her life, they found out that she had used men to pay for her legal career, dumped her husband, remarried, and became the Barbie of Texas, and they wanted to run her on looks. Same thing that's going on currently in Pennsylvania, where they've got this Marine. The Democrats couldn't care less about the military, but they're touting a Marine over a true public servant in Pennsylvania because he looks good. That's the only reason why. So that's what we have. But Wendy Davis shot herself in the foot when all the things that started coming out about her real life. The Democrats didn't vet her properly, and when people finally understood who she was, they were like, we don't want this woman, but she had a chance, a decent chance of winning. So the article goes on, this year's Turn Texas Blue prognostication cited massive Democratic increases through early voting, and the uninformed observer, no numbers were impressive. However, GOP primary voters turned out in high numbers, returning balance to the partisan turnout comparison. So all he's saying is this, yes, the Democrats rallied their troops. They absolutely did. And everything they tried to do in Texas was successful. Except Texans, conservative Texans, got off their butts and hit the polls. Now, fast forward a few years. I don't know if you go to many events in the conservative ranks. Go to these events, and in 5 years, you're going to lose, 10, 15% of those people that you saw are not going to be there. It's just the facts. We're losing the war of attrition. So unless we get a younger demographic, at some point, battleground Texas is going to happen just because we are going to be dying off. Get this. Democrats saw a 100% increase in primary turnout from 4 years ago. 100%. Now, as Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick put it, we've been hearing for weeks in Texas and across the country that a great blue wave was coming to Texas. We were assaulted with predictions that our great state is turning Democrat. But the votes have been counted, and we know that the blue wave never made landfall. He noted that 1.5 million Republicans voted and barely a million Democrats turned out. Texas is a bright red state with an engaged conservative majority. So here's what I'll tell you. Democrats can't win without cheating. They can't win. I don't know how many of those votes were illegal or whatever. Look at all the things that are going on right now across the country to give essentially tacit legalization to illegals so that they can vote. Whatever these things are, don't dismiss them. The redistricting, the gerrymandering of these districts is going on in full force. And if we don't do something for 2018 and 2020, we're going to get our clocks cleaned. Not because of our, we will win if they play it by the book, but they won't. TeaPartyCommunity.org.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.